go to the Word Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Colossians. We're in chapter 1. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
It's not about your works. People who think they're going to work their way to heaven or they're going to help God out. Yeah, I believe Jesus. I believe He died. He rose again. I believe all that, but I believe I got to add a little something to that. Doesn't work like that. And this is the scary thing because people are being taught they need to help God out. If they don't, they're going to lose their salvation. Doesn't work like that. It does not. The Bible says, He that comes to me, I will in no way cast out. What can separate us from the love of God? Can things present, things to come, principalities, powers, darkness, all the things? He says, nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Nothing. Nothing, Romans chapter 8 tells us, can separate us. Why do I say this? Because in 1 Corinthians it says that Paul wrote to them and he says, yeah, right unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called saints. That's 1 Corinthians. That 1 Corinthians is a big book. 16 chapters of nothing but drama. I mean, these people were a mess. They actually were so much a mess that they sent him a list of bunch of issues that they were having a mess with, and he didn't even get to that for a while because he had to deal with the mess they didn't even know was going on. They had such a mess. Sort of like when you get your laundry basket going, you know? Some of y'all got one right now. It's bigger than twice the size it should be. The pile in there, you're going to walk and things fall out, right? And then you try to get it without putting it down, and you're holding, you know, that was their world. And then you drop the whole thing. You know, I'm just saying that was Corinth. And he says you were called saints. Why? Because they were. That's what they were. Now you can't get back up. And you can't go back at life when you fall down. If you do not know who you are. If you don't know who you are, you won't behave like you should. Jesus didn't come to save us in sin. He came to save us from sin. But we don't even get it because we're not focused on the realities that we're called saints. When you think of saints, you think Christopher and Joseph and Mary and Saint Stephen and Saint all these saints in the Catholic. That's wrong. Heresy. Well, I don't like that kind of teaching. I know. A lot of people don't like that kind of teaching. But you know what? Can I just tell you something? I love it. Because it's about me. You get a photo. You get a photo. My wife's got a photo. And everybody in the picture is acting like a goofball. I mean, they got their tongue sticking out in their eyes. And people do. I don't understand this. Remember the old days? They used to take a picture. And I know some of you don't remember it really. But in the old days, they'd take a picture. Those people as sober as could be. Getting our picture taken. Slap the kid on the head. Stop it. Take a picture. Now it's like, you know, crazy drama. Well, everybody's like a storm of craziness, and there I am. I'm like a calm in the midst of the storm. But you know what I did when I saw the picture the first time? I looked for me. I did. I'm sorry, I just did. And if you're honest, every time you see a picture you're in, you're looking, oh, my hair, my eyes, I was blinking. I was at broccoli in my teeth. You're just wondering. I want you to know the Word of God says you're a saint. And if you want to look in the Word of God and see who you are, it says you are called saints. David referenced it as well. And he said of the saints in Psalm 16:3, he says, but to the saints that are in the earth, the excellent, in whom is all my delight. He says, you know what I'm going to do? In my life, Psalm 16, he says, I'm looking for the people who are the saints. I'm looking for the people who are the excellent ones. Do you know who the excellent ones are? They're the ones who know who God is. They're the ones who get it. They're the ones who go and get in their car. They're driving on this earth. And they got their eyes in their head. And they're thinking, you know what? God is so good. I know Him. I'm going to go see Him. I'm looking forward to it. He's awesome. And they might be singing a song like, Wonderful, Merciful Savior. As we sang a little bit ago. Because He's awesome. And because He created a ball of dirt to hang on nothing. He gives a perfect environment and perfect provisions of foods and resources and rain on what the world says. You're learning in this day of modern craziness in the political world that there's a lot of lying going on about the environment. This world is good. God said, it is very good. And it can sustain everyone. You want to know one reason we see that clearly is the Bible says in Revelation that God's going to burn up a third of this and a third of that, a quarter of this and a quarter of that, and there's still going to be some. By the time it's all done, better than half of it's gone. And that's finally when it gets to the point where people are starting to say, you know what, I'm kind of hungry. I'm kind of hungry. What I'm saying to you is that there's a lot of lying going on, and if you believe it, you're drinking the Kool-Aid of the world. We need the Word of God. And the Word of God says you're saints if you're God's children. If you've been born again, listen, if you've been born again, you are a saint. If you've not been born again, you can tell yourself you're a saint all you want to do, but that ain't going to do you any good except create a delusion that makes you a deceived person. And then you're going to be the one who gets there in that day and say, Lord, Lord, didn't we do many good things? And He'll say, depart from me, I never knew you. That's in Matthew chapter 7. Don't be that person. You need to drill down and find out what it means. You've got to believe God, not believe in God. James says, you believe in God, that's good. You do well. But the demons also believe and tremble. So you might have a demonic faith or a devilish faith. No, I don't want to just believe in God. I want to believe in God, but I don't want to just believe in God. I want to believe God. And God said, saints. God says, whoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God says very clearly that it is not of works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy that He saves us. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted you to see something. If you're going to know how faith works, you're going to have to understand the issue of imputation. God imputes to us when we believe Him. It said in James a moment ago, I referenced for you, it says it was imputed to Him for righteousness and He was called the friend of God. And I'll tell you what a friend does. A friend treats one another with respect, right? Takes care of one another, has each other's back. Do you know what we have to realize is that because we're saints, that we get the opportunity to represent our Father and our friend. You know, we get the opportunity to stand up when everybody's frowning upon the things of God, frowning upon the church of God, frowning upon all the things that have to do with the Bible, and start laughing and joking and jeering and acting like it's craziness. It isn't craziness. It is the sanity that exists on this earth. Everything else is nonsense. You've heard it said, oh, the inmates have gone to run in the asylum. That's the world we live in. That's all we got. The inmates are running the asylum. The only people who got clarity are people who know God. He's the one who makes it make sense. He's the one who put it into circulation. Right now, there are all kinds of people who are in the world of academia and people who are scientists who are running out of places to stand for their nonsense of a Big Bang and all the billions and billions of years because the evidence continues to mount up. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because people have made up their minds. And the Bible says they are willfully ignorant of what is true. And I won't go on to that further. That's an easy one to get on to. So let me move further. He says, I'm going to write to you, the saints and faithful brethren, verse 2. And he says, because we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, verse 4, and the love which you have to all the saints. And the love you have not had. Okay, these are people who are alive at the time. Those guys are all gone. New saints come in. Take up residence. How we doing? Well, how does faith work? First thing you have to know is you have to know that we are saints. The second thing, they will show forth service. Just like I say, we know we're saints and we show our service. The Bible says in verse 3, Paul gave thanks for them, praying always for them, since we heard of your faith. And it's interesting because it's not just their faith he heard of. Now, a lot of people will boast, I have faith, I believe in God. And what I'm saying to you is that faith alone is not what is at issue here because faith is never alone. Look what he says in verse 4. He says, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. Now, if you look at that and you were to think about it, read it and reread it, you'd say, whoa, wait a minute. The foundation of all this is the hope. He says, we heard of your faith in Christ. We heard of the love that you've shown. And we've heard that it all came for the hope. Okay, you do this for the hope. Because the hope that God gives is a hope that is out of this world. And we're all going out of this world. We're all going out. Nobody's getting out alive. We're all going out of this world. And the number one thing that has to be a governing factor in all that is in us is the fact that we understand we are mortal. You see, I said that last week, I think it was, that salvation is not an issue of morality. It's an issue of eternity. Think about that. If you don't understand that one day you're going to stand in a deep carpet before a holy God, if you don't understand that one day He's going to look at you and He's going to ask you one question, looking you square in the eye, He's going to ask you, what did you do with Jesus? Well, I believed in Him. Yes, but what did you do with Him? The Bible says, to as many as receive Him, to them He gives the right to become the children of God. That's how it works. Isn't that good? Now, if you have this knowledge about eternity, you understand that eternity involves two dynamic conclusions. You either are going to have an eternity of unspeakable bliss of joy and good and sweet and awesome. I mean, wow. Words cannot describe it. In fact, in the book of Revelation, when they begin to talk about heaven, they say there's no sorrow, no mourning, no parting, no fear, no sickness, and no sin. And one commentator very powerfully acknowledged that. He said, you know, how awesome is it that this place is so good, the only way we can actually find words for it is to say what's not there. Because if, I tell you, I don't care how happy you are, if your knee's hurting from arthritis, you still got some sorrow. If you've still got a lost loved one in the background, you still got, not there, none, no sorrow, no sickness, no parting. The Bible says this, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. The Bible says in His presence is fullness of joy, and at His right hand are pleasures forevermore. Salvation is an issue of eternity, not morality. People who think they got to be good to get God, they're lost, they're wrong. You don't get good and get God. You can never be good enough. It's those that believe God. God concluded all under sin. Romans chapter 3 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There is none righteous. There's no, not one. The Bible says they've all gone out of the way. Under their tongue is the poison of asps. Everything they say, do, think, it's all mess. It's a whole catalog. You guys are a mess, God said. And we're like, well, tell me how you really feel. You know, you get reading underneath that. You say, well, I feel pretty good. Yes, because you're comparing yourself with somebody else. Let's go back and talk to Jesus. You ever been in the presence of somebody that just was really, you know, made you humble because they were such a sweet person or such a good person? You kind of felt like, yeah, you know. And those people are really a mess too. You know, because they're just people. You get around the Lord Jesus and He looks at you with those piercing eyes that know everything you ever did. Everything you ever thought. Knows the woman at the well that she had five husbands and the one she was with was not her husband. Bows down and writes in the dirt, says, He who is without sin cast the first stone. In John 8, we looked at a couple weeks ago. He knows everything, and He loves you anyway. But He needs you to know you were lost desperately, and eternity loomed. Because the other alternative is not heaven for those who are lost. They will not enjoy heaven. The Bible says they will be cast into utter darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Bible describes it as a lake of fire. Job chapter 27 talks about they wake up in death, and they are not. They open up their eyes. There's nothing but darkness. Then they're cast. And as they're cast, they're flying and they don't know where it's going to stop. And they hear shrieks of the demonic host and the damned as they scream. And that's forever.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.